With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night, attended by President Trump, who was whisked off the stage and is unhurt. The man did manage to shoot down a Secret Service man before being subdued. Afterwards, the president spoke to the media.
This is not the first time in the past couple of years that our republic has been attacked by a would-be assassin who sought to kill. In Butler, Pennsylvania, less than 2 years ago, you all know that story. And in Palm Beach, Florida, a few months after that, we came close. We really had, again, we had some great work done by law enforcement.
Today, Attorney General Todd Blanche says the gunman had come from California to Chicago and then on to Washington, where he checked into the hotel. It's believed he did intend to attack some member of the Trump administration. That Secret Service agent, meantime, is doing fine. He was wearing body armor, did not suffer life-threatening injuries. The stage has been set for Senate confirmation of President Trump's nominee to lead the Federal Reserve.
On Friday, the Justice Department dropped its criminal investigation into Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's extensive building renovations. Powell denied any wrongdoing and refused to step down. Several Senate Republicans had urged the administration to end the probe, which was delaying confirmation of nominee Kevin Warsh. Now that the investigation has ended, it clears the way for Warsh to replace Powell as chair when his term expires next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An American soldier involved with the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been granted bond after being charged with using classified information about the operation to win more than $400,000 in an online prediction market. This is SRN News. According to a new poll from the Gallup Organization, interest in religion is rising among some cohorts of Generation Z. That's Americans ages 14 to 29. Much of the growth in religiosity is happening among young Republicans. The data shows that since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democratic men and women. The percentage of young Republican men who attend church, synagogue, mosque, or temple at least weekly has been rising since 2019, while young Democratic men's attendance has largely fallen. There's a similar pattern amongst women. The European Court of Justice has ruled that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to children violates the European Union's treaty guarantee of human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to kids that depicts homosexuality or transgenderism, while also providing harsher penalties for crimes of pedophilia. This is SRN News. The famous Rocky statue outside the Philadelphia Museum has finally been invited inside.
Thousands of people each year come to the Philadelphia Museum of Art to visit the famous Rocky statue outside, like Suraj Kumar.
Rocky 1, 2, 3, I really loved all three of them.
Opening this weekend, Rising Up, Rocky and the Making of Monuments examines how a fictional fighter became a real-world symbol. The museum's Louis Marcassano says when the Rocky statue was left outside as a movie prop, it wasn't always welcomed by the museum. The statue, owned by the city, was moved to South Philadelphia, then moved back to the museum just at the bottom of the steps this time. But once the exhibition closes in August, its permanent place will be back at the top of the steps. I'm Donna Warder.
King Charles embarks on a state visit to the U.S. tomorrow, aiming to strengthen ties between the two nations and help America celebrate its 250th. This is SRN News.